Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vaja Patitana Pamane Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're in the month of Damodar, and I wanted to spend some little time to speak about Krishna's pastimes. In the path of spiritual realization, people give a lot of importance to pastimes. They give a lot of importance to pastimes. Some people they only absorb themselves in thinking of the lila and the different pastimes of Krishna.
有些人他们总是专注于这个lila或者说Krishna的逍遥时光当中。
On the other hand, there are some people who will just only think about the misery of the material world.
另外一方面呢，又有些人，他们就只是想着这个物质世界的痛苦。They're
only thinking about the misery of this material body and how to stop all the desires of the body.
他们就只是想着这个物质的身体有多么的痛苦，然后如何来停止这种痛苦。So
in Krishna consciousness, we try to balance both the misery of material world and the pleasure, the pastimes of the spiritual world. So in this month of Damodar, we're remembering the pastime of Krishna and how Mother Yashoda binds him up.
所以呢，在达摩达尔这个月呢，我们就总是会想起Krishna是如何被他的母亲要受到的绳子绑起来。The
reason why Mother Yashoda did this was because her child was always stealing the butter and yogurt.
母亲要受到这些把他绑起来，是因为这个孩子他总是在偷奶油、偷酸奶。
So Krishna is famous as a thief for stealing the butter. He's known as a butter thief. Usually a thief is not glorified. So it's puzzling to people why we would glorify, why we would even offer worship to a person who is famous as a thief. We should understand that this is a special play of Krishna to give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he is the proprietor of everything. Everything belongs to him and it's for his pleasure. But for the purpose of giving more pleasure to his devotees, he performs his pastime of stealing the butter, stealing the yogurt. There's another similar pastime where Krishna leaves the battlefield.
Krishna 还有一个类似的逍遥时光，他那就离开了战场。
He is known by the name Ranchor, one who leaves the battlefield.
他还有一个很著名的名字叫 Ranchor, 就是一个离开战场的人。
And then this is another thing which people are not supposed to do, and which is considered even a cowardly act.
这又是另外一件人们通常行认为不应该做的事情，然后觉得从战场上逃跑的是一件懦夫的行为。
But Krishna is worshipped by his devotees for this.
但是呢，就正因如此 ，Krishna 却受到他奉献者的崇拜。
So we have to.In order to understand these things, we have to appreciate Krishna's transcendental position.
那为了了解能够理解的这一点呢，我们就应该学习努力的去欣赏 Krishna 的他的超然地位。
Without understanding Krishna's transcendental position, then these pastimes will be bewildering.
如果我们不理解 Krishna 的超然地位的话，那么他这些逍遥时光会让我非常的迷惑。
So therefore, we encourage people who try before they try to understand Krishna's pastimes, they should understand Krishna's transcendental position.
所以呢，我们就鼓励人们在他们去理解 Krishna 的逍遥时光之前，应该先去理解 Krishna 的超然地位。
Krishna is the supreme Lord.Not only of this material world, but he is the Lord of the spiritual world also.
Krishna 不仅仅是物质世界的至尊主，他也是灵性世界的至尊主。
And he has said in Bhagavad Gita that everything belongs to him. Everything comes from him.
而且他在 Bhagavad Gita 里面已经说了，一切事都属于他，一切事都来源于他。
This is the basis of.Spiritual knowledge.
所以这就是灵性知识的基础。
We come into this world with nothing, and we leave this world with nothing.
我们来的这个世界是一无所有，离开的时候也是一无所有。
Who does everything belong to?
那么这所有万事万物属于谁？
It was all here long before we came.
它在我们来之前很久以前就已经存在了。
So we should understand that everything in this world belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以我们应该理解万事万物，这个世界上的万事万物都属于 Krishna, 至尊人格，他是至尊人格首身。
And Krishna sometimes comes into this world for his own pleasures also.
有的时候呢 ，Krishna 来呢也是为了他自己的享乐享受。
This is described in Bhagavad Gita.
这在 Bhagavad Gita 里面也有描述。
But when Krishna comes into this world, he does not become influenced by the energy or by the material energy of this world.
但是呢，当 Krishna 来到这个物质世界的时候，他并不会受到物质能量的影响。
Just like sometimes the ruler of a country may enter into the prison to inspect the jails in his kingdom.
这就好像有的时候一个国家的首领或者总统，他会进入到一个监狱里面去检查里面的这些臣民。
So it does not mean that the ruler has also become a prisoner like the other people in the jail.
那这并不意味着这个掌管者、这个管理者，他也成为监狱里面囚犯的一员了。
In the same way, when Krishna comes into this world, it does not mean that he is on the same level as us.
同样的，当 Krishna 来到这个物质世界的时候，这并不意味着他和我们处在同一个层面。
So we have to understand the transcendental position of Lord.
所以呢，我们一定要理解至尊 Krishna 的超人的地位。
And his pastimes, his different pastimes which he performs in this world, they help us to appreciate more his transcendental position.
他在这个物质世界的这些逍遥时光呢，也是为了帮助我们能够更好的去理解他的超人地位。
So there's a nice pastime which is described.Here by Garga Muni.
Garga Muni 这里描述一个很好的逍遥。
Garga Muni was the priest of the family of Nanda Maharaj.
Garga Muni 他是 Nanda Maharaj 家族的牧师祭师。
He was sent to their home by Vasudeva to perform the name-giving ceremony of the child Krishna.
Vasudeva 就送他来，派他来这里，来到 Krishna 这种家里来给他取名字。
So Garga Muni is describing some of the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
所以呢 ，Garga Muni 就描述了一些关于 Krishna 逍遥时光。
And he tells that sometimes Lord Krishna would perform these different pastimes with his friends. How they would steal butter and ghee.
他就说了，有的时候 Krishna 会跟他的那些朋友们一起。上演一些逍遥，比如说去偷奶油啊，偷 ghee 之类的。
Now sometimes Krishna would even take the butter and the yogurt and he would feed it to the monkeys.
有的时候 Krishna 还偷了奶油和酸奶去喂猴子。
If you go to Vrindavan, you will see there's many hundreds, maybe thousands of monkeys running everywhere in Vrindavan.
如果我们到 Vrindavan 去看，我们会看到到处成百上千只猴子，到处四处都在跑动。
So Krishna would take the butter and he would start giving it to the monkeys.
所以呢 ，Krishna 偷了这个奶油之后，开始喂猴子吃。
People may question, why would he give it to the monkeys?
人们可能会问他为什么要把这个奶油喂猴子吃呢
？We should remember, in Krishna's previous incarnation, he came.In the previous yuga, in the form of Lord Ramachandra.
我们还记得 Krishna 在Krishna 来之前的那个化身，就是 Ramachandra。他作为 Ramachandra 这个化身的时候
，Lord Ramachandra had to Lord Ramachandra's wife was stolen from him. Mother Sita was stolen from him, and he had to go and search for her.
那主 Ramachandra 的妻子 Sita Devi 被偷了。所以呢，他就到处去找 Sita。
In order to get her back, he had to get help from an army of monkeys.
为了把 Sita 找回来，他就必须去求助于一对猴子群。
It was only with the help of the army of monkeys that Lord Rama was able to defeat the demonic king Ravana and take back his wife Sita.
只是为了，就是为了打，为了能够，把西塔找回来，他就必须得求助于这个猴子君的帮助，才能够把他找回来。
So Krishna remembered all the help he had taken from the monkeys in his previous incarnation.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他记得在他前一次化身来的时候，他的，曾经求助过这些猴子。
So he wanted to repay his, he wanted to show his gratitude to them.
所以呢，他就想向他们表示他的感激。
So that's why he was feeding them butter and yogurt.
所以有的时候呢，他就会把那个奶油还有酸奶这一类的，他就喂他们吃。
Now in Vrindavan there are many gopis, and there's one. This story is about one gopi whose name is Prabhavati.
Vrindavan 有很多的 gopi, 其中有一个呢叫做 Prabhavati.
Prabhavati was the wife of Nanda Maharaj's brother, Upnanda.
Prabhavati is Nanda Maharaj's 兄弟 Upnanda 的妻子。
Yeah, the Nanda Maharaj had brothers and they lived together with their wives and they all took care of thousands and thousands of cows.
Nanda Maharaj 他也有兄弟的，他们就和他们的妻子住在一起，然后去照顾成千上万头奶牛。
So one day, Prabhavati came to Nanda Maharaj's house and spoke to Mother Yashoda.
有一天呢 ，Prabhavati 就到 Nanda Maharaj 家里来，跟 Yashoda 妈妈说话。
And she said to her that Yashoda, that for the two of us, we have lots of butter and ghee and milk and yogurt.
他就跟 Yashoda 妈妈说，他说就我们两个人，对我们两个人来说，我们有很多的。奶油、酸奶、ghee、牛奶等等。
And she said, we are a joint family. Whatever is yours is also mine.
她说我们是一个大家庭，无论你有什么也都是我，你的都是我的。
Then she said to your mother Yashoda that I am not saying that you have taught your child to steal. She said to Mother Yashoda, I am not telling you that you have taught your child how to steal.
Oh, 她说，她就对亚瑟的妈妈说，我没有教你，告你孩子去偷东西。
I know you didn't teach him to steal.
我知道你没有教他去偷。
But I have to tell you, your son is stealing.
但是我一定得告诉你，你儿子在偷东西。
He's stealing butter on his own.
他自己一个人跑出去偷奶油。
And when I try to tell him not to do it, then your son speaks nasty bad words to me.
我教你儿子不要去偷，他给我说坏话，他骂我。
And then he runs away.
然后他就跑了。
So, then she said to Mother Yashoda that your son is the son of the king of Braja.
他就跟亚瑟的妈妈说，你的儿子可是 Braja 的国王的儿子。
He should not steal.
不应该去偷东西。
And there's other things also I should tell you. But
还有其他的事我也告诉你。
But because I respect you, I'm not going to tell you them now.
这是因为我很尊重你，所以现在我先不说了。
So Mother Yashoda heard these words, and then she spoke to the Gopi Prabhavati. She replied to him.
亚瑟的妈妈听了这个话之后呢，她就跟那个Prabhavati 这个 Gopi 说话了，就回答她。
She told her, I have 10 million cows.
她就告诉她，我有1,000,000头奶牛。
There is so much yogurt in the house that I cannot move.
我家里有那么多的酸奶，我动都动不了。
I do not know why my little boy never drinks any of the yogurt here.
我就不知道我这个小孩子为什么不吃家里的奶那个酸奶。
You should bring this little thief to me.
你要把这个小贼给我拉过来。
There's no difference between your son and my son.
你的儿子和我的儿子也没有区别。
If you can bring your boy, if you bring my boy here, if you bring my son here with butter in his mouth, then I will know.That he has been stealing, and I will punish him.
如果哪一天你抓着我的儿子嘴里面装满的奶油，就是一嘴的奶油抓过来，那我就知道他肯定偷了，然后我就去惩罚他。
I will scold him and I will tie him up so he can't steal anymore.
我会责骂他，而且我会把他给绑起来，让他就再也不去偷东西了。
So, after hearing these words from Mother Yashoda, the Gopi was happy and went home.
今天听了亚瑟的妈妈这句话之后呢，这个他们很开心的就回家了。
So after a little while, Krishna again went to her home, went to this home of Prabhavati to steal her.
过了一段时间呢 ，Krishna 又到这个 Prabhavati 这个家里面偷东西了。
So Krishna went with his cowherd boyfriend.
Krishna 和他的牧牛童朋友们一起去。
They climbed over the wall and entered into the house.
他们从墙上爬过来，然后进到他家里。
And the yogurt was not on the floor; it was hanging from the ceiling, held by ropes in a big clay pot.
酸奶呢不在地上，它是挂在那个房顶上，用绳子给挂起来的，很大一罐。
The cowherd boys could not reach it.So they had to get a chair and stand on the chair.
这些牧牛童呢，他拉不到这个酸奶，他们就赶快搬了一张椅子过来，站在椅子上面。
But even then, still they couldn't reach it.
还是拿不到。
So then two of Krishna's friends, Sri Dham and Subal, they got some sticks and they hit the jar with sticks.
然后呢 ，Krishna 还有他的朋友们 ，Subal、Madhuman、 苏丹嘛，这他们就拿一根棍子去打这个酸奶罐。
So when they broke the pot, then the yogurt was flowing all over the ground.
那么他们把这个那个酸奶罐给打破了之后，那个酸奶溅的一地都是。
And this way, Krishna and Subal, all the cowherd boys, and the monkeys, they all began to eat it.
那这个时候 ，Krishna、Subal 还有那些所有的猴子开始一起吃了起来。
But when they heard, when Gopi Prabhavati, when Prabhavati Gopi heard the sound of the pot breaking, she came running.
那么当那个 Gopi Prabhavati 听到酸奶罐被打破的声音之后，他就跑了过来。
All the boys ran away, and the monkeys all fled away, but she caught hold of Lord Krishna's hand.
所以在牧牛童所有的猴子都跑走了，跑开了，但他把给他把 Krishna 给手给抓住了。
So she was thinking, now I've caught Krishna, I'm going to take her to Yashoda.
就心里想着，现在我可把 Krishna 给抓住了，我要把他拉到 Yashoda 妈妈那儿去。
So she started. Prabhavati Gopi was taking Krishna by the hand, and she brought him to Mother Yashoda's palace.
所以呢 ，Prabhavati 就把手就拉着 Krishna 的手，把他带到了Yashoda 妈妈的宫殿里。
And she saw Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, standing there.
他就看到Nanda Krishna 的爸爸 Nanda Maharaj 站在那儿。
So when she saw Nanda Maharaj standing there, she became a little nervous and a little uncomfortable.
他看到 Nanda Maharaj 站在那儿，他就有一点不舒服，有点紧张。
And she took the end of her sari and used it to cover Krishna's face.
他就把这个沙粒把 Krishna 脸给遮了起来。
So Lord Krishna was crying, and he was saying to her, "My mother will hit me with a stick."
然后 Krishna 一边哭一边跟他说：“我妈妈会拿棍子打我的。”
He was trying to plead with her that don't take me to my parents. They'll beat me.
他就试着去求 Prabhavati 说：“你不要把我带到我妈爸妈那儿去，他们会打我的。”
So Krishna can do whatever he likes.
Krishna, 他可以做什么，他想做什么都可以做的。
And all the forms, everything in this material world comes from him.
这个物质世界的万事万物都是来自于他的。
So he can change his form as he likes.
他可以随心所欲地改变自己的形象。
So then he changed his form.To look just like Prabhavati Gopi's own son.
So he then 他就把自己的改变成了 Prabhavati 自己儿子的形象。
Just like when Lord Brahma stole away Krishna's cows and cowherd boys, then Krishna took the place of all the cows and cowherd boys.
这就好像当马偷去了所谓的牧牛童和那些奶牛之后 ，Krishna 就他就变成了这些母牛和牧牛童。
So here in this occasion, Krishna just took the form of one person. He took the form of the Gopi's own son.
所以呢，在现在这个场合下，他就只是接，他就变成了其中一个人，那就是这个 Prabhavati Gopi 的自己的儿子。
But she didn't know because she covered his face with her cloth.
但是 Prabhavati 不知道，因为他用他的布把 Krishna 的脸给遮了起来。
So she brought him to Yashoda's house, and she said, "He broke a jug. He stole all the yolk in it."
然后他就把闺女带到亚瑟的妈妈面前，他说，他偷了这个东西，他偷了我们家的奶油，他把我们的奶油罐都打破了。
But Yashoda looked at the boy, and she saw it was not her son. She saw it was Prabhavati's son.
那亚瑟的妈妈一看，这不是他的儿子，是 Prabhavati 的儿子。
So she told her, she said, "I don't take that cloth off his face and tell us this, what mischief this boy has done."
他就跟那个 Prabhavati 说，他说你把这块布拿开移开来，然后你问问他到底做了些什么坏事。
She said, "If you say it is my son who has done some mischief, then you can throw him out of my house."
你说如果是我的儿子做了这个坏事情，这个调皮事的话，你可以把他扔到房， 扔出去。
But your son did the theft.
但是呢，是你的儿，这是你的儿子。
Why you? My son did it.
你为什么说是我的儿子偷的？
So then Prabhupada cut off the face, and then she saw it was her own son standing there.
然后呢 ，Prabhupada 把这个布衣拿开一看，原来是他自己的儿子站在那儿。
So then she was so surprised. She said, "How did you come here?"
她非常的惊讶，就问：“哎，你怎么来这儿的？”
I had the treasure of Vrindavan, Krishna here in my hand. How has he become you?
那我的手里明明牵的是 Vrindavan 的珍宝 Krishna， 怎么现在成了你了？
So then she felt so stupid. She just simply turned around and walked away, taking the child with her.
她觉得自己现在觉得自己很蠢，她转开脸拉着自己的儿子走了。
Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and Balaram and Rohini and all the gopis and gopas, they were all weeping.
Yashoda Mama, Nanda Maharaj, Balaram, Rohini, 还有那些所有的牧牛同志在那大哈哈大笑。
They said, "Today we saw great injustice in Vrindavan."
Sorry.
Today we saw a great injustice in Vrindavan. People are not. Today we have not been fair to Krishna.
今天我们可看到了 Vrindavan 的一件事情了，我们对 Krishna 不公平。
Yeah, we were blaming Krishna, but Krishna didn't do it.
Krishna 本来没做这样的事，我们还在责备他。
So when they got outside the house, when the Gopi Prabhupada got outside the house, then Krishna again took his original form.
师父巴提一走出这个房门，瑞士马上又变回原形了。
And then he said to her, "My oh Gopi, if you capture me again, then I will take the form of your husband."
哈哈哈哈哈哈！然后瑞士巴提说：“我亲爱的 Gopi， 下次你要敢再抓住我的话，我就变成你的丈夫。”
哈哈哈哈哈哈 ！Doubt it.Don't risk again. So when she heard this, then the gopi was astonished and went home. So from then on, everywhere, in every home, the gopis would not dare to capture Krishna.
从此之后，奎山不敢到哪家去偷这牧牛贵人，不敢拉他。
They were all afraid they would be embarrassed by Krishna's tricks.
他们都害怕受他的耍计谋，然后让他们尴尬。
So this is it, Krishna's transcendental nature that he can do these wonderful things.
这就是 Krishna 超然的。品性，他可以做这么美好的事情。
We cannot understand Krishna by our own powers of speculation, by the power of our own mind.
我们是不可能就凭自己的心意的心智推敲去理解 Krishna 的。
But we can hear about Krishna. The process to understand Krishna is to hear about him through the disciplic succession.
但是呢，我们这个程序呢，就是我们可以通过使徒传记去聆听关于 Krishna 的逍遥。
So this is a process of bhakti yoga, hearing.
这就是。
Go ahead.
这就是奉爱瑜伽的程序。
So we do not just only hear pastimes of Krishna.But we want to understand the philosophy.
我们不仅仅只是想要去听逍遥时光，同时我们要很好的去理解哲学。
Just like in science, there is both theory and practice.
这就好像一门科学一样的，既有理论又有实践。
If we just simply have theoretical knowledge without practical knowledge, then that is not complete.
如果你只有理论知识却没有实践知识，那这是不完整的。
So similarly in Krishna consciousness, we need both knowledge and also application of the knowledge.
同样的，在 Krishna 这边里面，我们既需要知识，也需要去运用这个知识。
We have to hear about Krishna's pastimes, and we have to also understand them, how we can apply them in our own Krishna consciousness.
我们既要去聆听 Krishna 的消息，帮我们得到知识，我们要很好的去理解。然后呢，我们还试图把它运用到我们的日常生活当中。
Mother Yashoda is a wonderful example of how to do this.
那么Yashoda妈妈就是一个这样做的一个完美的很好的例子。
In her daily life, she was always singing songs about Krishna.
在她的日常生活当中，她总是在唱歌唱着关于 Krishna 的歌曲。
Just like in the material world, people often glorified by poetry or songs.
就好像在物质世界里面，人们总是会通常总是受到诗歌的赞美。
So in the same way, Mother Yashoda was performing all of her daily activities, and then at the same time she was just singing on, reciting poetry, describing the pastimes of Krishna.
所以同样的，亚修的妈妈也是每天她一边在做自己的事情。同时他也不断地在唱诵着关于 Krishna 逍遥时光的这些优美的诗歌。
This is the art of Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 自觉的艺术。
That we have to do our duties here, we have to perform our different duties in the material world, and at the same time we also have to remember Krishna.
一方面我们应该去履行在这个物质世界的责任，同时呢，我们应该意念的推崇。
The bodies we're all trying to practice like this. We want to absorb our mind in remembering all the different pastimes of Krishna.
作为奉献者，我们应该尽量去运用这点，就是我们在日常生活当中，总是尽量的去把我们的心意专注于推崇的道义上。
This is why Srila Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book.
这就是为什么圣巴巴把 Krishna book 这本书给我们。
The Krishna book is a summary study. What's the background noise?
Yeah, there's nothing noise. What's...
Anyway, Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book. It's a summary study of the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna gave us this book, Krishna book,
not Krishna gave us, Prabhupada gave us.
Prabhupada gave us Krishna book, this book. This book is the 10th canto, the 10th canto.
So the 10th canto is the very topmost of all spiritual transcendental literature, and it's not meant for neophyte devotees. But Srila Prabhupada gave us that book so that we could have the opportunity to appreciate Krishna's transcendental pastimes.
但是呢，圣巴巴布把它以 Krishna book 的形式呈现给我们，这样呢，让我们能够有机会去欣赏 Krishna 超然的逍遥。
Anyone who wants to understand Krishna properly, they have to read that book.
任何人如果他想要恰当的去理解 Krishna 的话，那就应该去阅读这本书。
But if we simply hear about Krishna from some other person, from some unauthorized channel,we will never understand Krishna and we will be confused.
但是如果我们只是从一些不正当的渠道、不正当的人那儿去聆听关于 Krishna 的事情的话，那么很容易就会受到迷惑。
This is particularly true in relation to Krishna's pastimes with the gopis.
对，尤其是关于 Krishna 和那个牧牛姑娘的相处时光，尤其如此。
Just as advanced mathematics cannot be taught to children in elementary school, in the same way, people cannot understand topics of Krishna unless they have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform.
这就好像你不能教给一个高等知识的知识一样，同样的，不能过早的还没有达到超然型、超然地位的时候，就去阅读关于 Krishna 的机密的逍遥。
So it's very important for everyone to follow regulative principles.
所以呢，我们每个人都应该很好的去追随规范原则，这一点非常的重要。
If we do not follow regulative principles, then we will have a great difficulty to maintain our community.
如果我们不追随规范原则的话，就很难去维持我们的。
The sign that we are losing our enthusiasm is that when we become more attracted to material sense enjoyment.
就是我们就会失去热情的迹象，就是我们会又重新陷入到物质欲望当中。
And we become restless, we move from place to place and have so many problems.
我们就会变得骚动不安，我们会从一个地方不断到另外一个地方，然后会面对很多的问题。
So it's important everyone should be engaged in doing something for Krishna.
所以呢，我们每个人都应该从事一些对 Krishna 的奉献，这个非常重要。
It does matter so much what the job is.
他到底做什么工作并不没关系。
But whatever they're doing, they should feel satisfied that they're doing it for Krishna.
他无论在做什么都应该因为是为 Krishna 而做而满足。
If one is not satisfied, then he will not be enthusiastic.
如果他不满足的话，那就没法保持自己的热情。
But if one is satisfied,then he won't mind to follow regulative principles.
但是如果一个人在满足的状态，他就不会介意追随这项规范原则。
He will feel happy in his work.
人们会在工作当中觉得非常快乐。
So, Krishna consciousness, we have a bright future as long as we follow these regulative principles.
所以呢，在 Krishna 的觉当中，只要我们能够追随这个原则，我们的未来是光明一片。
And to keep up the regulative principles, we need to keep up regular chanting of at least 16 rounds.
那要保持追随规范原则，我们就需要保持每天至少念诵16圈。
We should practice rising early in the morning.
我们还应该早起。
We should have a little, if possible, where it's possible, we have to try to have a little arti, offer some worship to Krishna.
如果可能的话，我们还应该做一些 arti 去崇拜 Krishna.
At the same time, we want everyone to keep their enthusiasm.
同时呢，我们希望每个人都能保持热情。
We have to have an atmosphere where there's some.Challenge, new challenges for the devotees.
应该有这样一种气氛，就对新奉献者来说形成一种挑战。
If the devotees are enthusiastic, they will be happy to accept new challenges.
如果一个奉献者他在奉献服务当中保持很热情的话，那他就会很开心的去接受这些挑战。
So it is our responsibility to try to develop this kind of attitude, this kind of mode of offering service to Krishna.
所以在 Krishna 之觉当中，我们应该恰当的，我们应该培养起一些恰当的服务的态度，这是非常的重要。
We want to use our energy for Krishna's service.
我们希望用自己所有的能精力去服务 Krishna.
We're not so much concerned about.Being comfortable in our own life. We voluntarily should be willing to accept some tapasya, some little austerity. And that comes by following the regulative principle.
那只要我们去追求规范原则，就能做到这一点。
We have to keep this clear. To want to give our life, give our energy for Krishna's service.
我们应该保持这样一种愿望，就是让把自己的精力用来服务 Krishna. Yes.
Now, sometimes we are wondering, why are there so many miseries in this material world?
有的时候我们会想，这个物质世界怎么会有这么多的痛苦？
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that Krishna didn't make this world miserable just for us to suffer.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他说他解释，他说 Krishna 创造这个物质世界并不是让我们来受苦的，他不是他把这个世界变得痛苦的。
But he made the suffering there for us to understand that there's an alternative to suffering.
他让我们受苦是为了让我们能够理解我们是可以改变的，可以选择不受苦。
When we suffer, then we think about looking for some alternative to our life.
当我们痛苦的时候，我们就会开始去寻找生活的另外一面。
And that is the cause of awakening us to spiritual realization.
那么这其实是在唤醒我们达到灵性的苏醒。
So it's important for us to see everything the right way.
所以呢，我们应该以恰当的方式去看待所有的事物，这就非常的重要。
Some people simply see suffering in the material world, and they feel depressed, and they think there's no purpose to life.
有些人呢，看到物质世界的痛苦，他就非常的沮丧，他觉得生活活着的没有目的了。
But we should understand there's an alternative lifestyle.
但是呢，我们应该理解，其实生活还有另外一种生活方式。
So that this is the path of spiritual realization, awakening to a real life, a positive alternative.
这就是灵性觉悟的一部分，就是我们要去面向另外一种生活方式，一种积极正面的生活。
In this regard, there's a nice example in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto.
就在 Srimad Bhagavatam 第一篇里面有一个很好的例子。
So, Maharaj Parikshit encountered the personality of Kali beating the bull.
Maharaj Parikshit 他看到卡利在打一头公牛。
Now, the bull is a symbol of religion.
这公牛呢是宗教的象征。
Religion stands on four principles.
宗教它有四个，它以四个原则为基础。
Cleanliness, mercy, austerity, and truthfulness.
洁净、慈悲、苦行和真诚。
But Maharaj Parikshit saw the bull was standing on a portion of only one leg.
但是呢 Maharaj Parikshit 他就看到这个公牛只站在一只腿上。
And he saw Mother Bhumi, the earth personified, standing tears in her eyes.
然后他看到 Bhumi 母亲就是地球他站在那儿然后双眼流泪。
And he saw the personality of Kali, sin personified.
他又看到了卡利就是罪恶的人格化身。
And he was standing with a sword in his hand.
他站在那儿，手里拿着一支剑，一把剑。
So Maharaj Parikshit inquired from the bull of religion, "Who has done this to you?"
Maharaj Parikshit 就问这个宗教的公牛，谁这么对待你的
？Who has put you into this terrible condition?
是谁把你置于这样一种可怕的处境？
So the personality of religion did not immediately identify the cause of his suffering.
那么这个宗教的人格化身一开始他并没有马上就意识到自己受苦的原因。
The bull replied in a philosophical manner.
这个公牛呢就以一种哲学性的方式去回答他。
He explained that different philosophers have different opinions about the cause of suffering.
他就解释，不同的哲学家他对于这个痛苦的原因有不同的解释。
He says some say the material nature is responsible.
他说，有的人呢，他们认为物质自然要负责任。
He says some say it is the cause of our previous performed deeds.
还有说，还有一些人呢，认为是这是我们前世的行为的原因。造成的，前世的行为造成的。
He explained, he did not immediately identify that, oh, this person with the sword in his hand, he is the one responsible.
他并没有立即意识到，其实是他身边站着那个手里拿着刀、拿着剑的那个人在负责任。
So we see here how we should also react when we are put into difficult situations.
所以呢，我们要学会，当我们在被置于困境的时候，应该如何去反应。
We should not blame others for putting us into this condition.
我们不应该责备其他的人把我们置于困境之中。
But we should look at things in a philosophical way with the eye of knowledge.
但是呢，我们应该带着知识的眼睛，以一种哲学的方式去看待这些事情。
As far as a devotee goes, a devotee will always accept suffering as the will of providence.
那奉献者呢，我们总是应该把痛苦或者困难接受为天意。
He will think that due to his past deeds, he has been placed into such a condition.
他会想的，这是由于他过往的不好的行为而造成的现在这个处境。
He will never want to blame someone else as being the cause or being responsible for his suffering.
他永远也不会去责备其他的人，认为其他的人是他痛苦的原因。
This is important because we do not want to continue with the path of karma.
这一点非常的重要，因为我们并不想去继续这个业报之徒。
If you blame someone, if we try to get revenge on someone, it will simply bring another action against us.
如果我们去责备他人，甚至去报复他人的话，那么这个反应又会回到我们身上。
And we just continue the laws of karma and keep ourselves more entangled in the material world.
这样呢，只会让我们再次卷入在这个业报定律当中，让我们越来越多的陷在或束缚在这个物质世界里面。
So while a devotee will accept suffering as the will of providence, it will not disturb his own devotional service.
所以呢，一个副业者他也把这个痛苦接受为自己的天，接受为天意，而且呢，他不会受到这个痛苦的影响或干扰。
He has to continue to go on.Offering his obeisances to Krishna.
他应该，他只是呢，继续去拜 Krishna.
Using his body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord.
他会仍然继续去用自己的身体、语言和心意去服主。
In this way, he becomes qualified to become an eternal associate of the Lord.
这样呢，他就能够成为主合格的同友。
The word is used, diabak. He becomes a diabak. It means he inherits the property of the father.
所以呢，这个单词叫做 diabak. What's the
meaning? One who inherits the property of the father. When the father dies, the son inherits all the property of the father.
就指一个儿子，他继承了他父亲的遗产。
So in the same way, if a devotee simply remains in Krishna consciousness, he automatically becomes qualified to enter into the kingdom of God.
同样的，如果一个人总是在是奉献服务的话，他就会变得具有资格进入到天庭的王国。
So it's very important for the devotees to understand when we're put into difficult situations, this is just to accept these difficulties as the arrangement of Krishna.
实际上当婚姻者置于困被置于困境的时候，我们应该理解这是 Krishna 的意愿 ，Krishna 的安排。
Now difficulties may come in many different ways.
不同的困难可能会以不同的方式出现。
Sometimes one thing which might happen is someone may be very critical to us and may say very nasty things about us.
比如说有的时候呢可能会有这样一个人 会非常的批评我们跟我们说一些很多不好听的话。
How should we deal with criticism?
那我们应该如何去面对批评呢?
In the Mahabharata, it is discussed.Between Yudhisthira and Bhima.
在 Mahabharata 里面有 Yudhisthira 和 Bhima 的一番对话。
Yudhisthira asked to Bhima that, you know, if a foolish person criticizes us, what should we do?
Yudhisthira 就问 Bhima, 如果一些愚蠢的人来责备我们，我们应该怎么做？
And Bhima replies that,If a person is a foolish person and he criticizes us, there is no need to do anything.
Bhima 就说如果这个人非常的愚蠢他责备我们的话我们 没有必要做任何的事情。
A devotee by nature is as tolerant as a tree.
封建者天性就好像大树一样宽容。
In the same way, if someone may criticize us, may speak harsh words about us,A devotee should not be disturbed.
同样的，如果一个人对我们非常的不断的批评我们，跟我们说很苛刻的话，我们不应该受到干扰。
Bhima explained. He said, just like when a crow makes a lot of sound, nobody worries about it.
Who makes sound?
A crow.
Bhima 就说他就好像乌鸦一样会发出很多的声音但是没有人管他没有人理他
So in the same way if a foolish person who wants to speak a lot of criticism of someone else it is not something to be worried about
同样的如果一个愚蠢的人他们说了很多批评的话我们根本用不着去担心
There's a nice example of this in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes There was one devotee called Srivas Basur. So Srivas Thakur was a very respectable Brahmana who followed strictly all the religious principles of the Vaishnavas.
Srivas Thakur is a very respected Brahmana who followed strictly all the religious principles of the Vaishnavas.
Everyone in the neighborhood respected him.
周围所有的人，每一个人都非常的尊敬他。
But one person was envious of him.
但是呢，有一个人很嫉妒他。
So in order to try to disgrace him, he put some paraphernalia for worshipping some demigod in his courtyard.
但这个人为了去骚扰他，他就在这个他的院子里面去崇拜半神人。
He put liquor and he put some animal flesh there.
他在那儿放了一些酒精，然后放了一些动物的血。
And he was thinking that when people see all of these things, then they will criticize Srivas Thakur.
然后一想到人们看到这个酒精和血的时候，他就会责备 Srivas Thakur。
So the next morning, when Srivas Thakur looked in his courtyard and he saw all of these things, then he immediately called everyone. He called all of the people in the neighborhood to come and see.
第二天一大清早 ,Srivas Thakur 醒过来之后他就看到这个院子里面有这个酒精和动物的血那他就把所有的人都叫过来看。
So all of the neighborhood Brahmanas, they all came and they saw all of these things. They saw that.Impure food, the animal flesh, the liquor, the paraphernalia for worshipping demigods.
这个时候呢，所有的那些婆罗门啊，所有值得尊敬的人都来看到这部洁净的东西，看到了酒精，看到动物的血，还看到了这些所有的崇拜半神人的这些器具。
So the neighborhood brahmanas, they said, oh, who has put all of these things here? Immediately clean this place.
然后他地婆罗门就说, 哎, 是谁把这些东西放在你院子里面, 咱们赶快把它清洁掉。
So they did not think for 1 minute. They could not think for 1 minute that Srivas Thakur was ever using these things.
他们一分钟都不会去想, 这是Srivas Thakur会用这些东西。
Srivas Thakur did not try to hide anything.
Srivas Thakur, 他从来不会试图去掩藏一些东西。
And the people also did not doubt his character.
而这些人呢, 他们也从来不会怀疑他的品性。
And in this way, Srivas Thakur showed his greatness as a devotee of Krishna.
那Srivas Thakur就这样展示了他作为一位伟大Vaishnava的品质,他的纯粹。
So this is a devotee. A devotee is not disturbed by others' behavior.
这就是奉献者,他不会受到其他的人的行为的干扰。
A devotee is so busy with his service to Krishna, he does not have time to be disturbed by things. So we have to keep ourselves like this, we have to keep our minds always busy, always active and engaged in Krishna's service.
所以呢,我们也应该这样,我们应该让自己的心意总是处在对于奉献服务的繁忙,我们应该总是忙着去服务Krishna。
That we will never be disturbed by the workings of the material energy.
这样呢,我们永远不会受到这个物质能量的影响。
Are there any questions?
有什么问题吗? Shama Sunda Prabhu had a question.
这个刚刚讲的Krishna,
You just mentioned that Krishna, it's not Krishna who has created all the miseries for us. It is actually the result of our own actions. So his question is, he said, why Krishna would create such a the law of karma to control or regulate us instead of just letting us enjoy whatever we want?
The law of karma is there in the material world.
物质世界是有业报。
Because we try to enjoy in the wrong way.
因为我们试着试图以一种错误的方式享受。
We are meant to enjoy, but we are meant to enjoy in the proper manner in the spiritual world, in relation to Krishna.
我们是本来是应该享受的,但是呢,我们应该是在灵性世界里面跟Krishna相关的一种服务,跟Krishna相关的方式去享受。
In the material world, we're all trying to enjoy separate from Krishna.
在物质世界里呢,我们都在试图独立于Krishna而享受。
We're taking Krishna's property and taking it for our own self.
我们把Krishna的财产据为己有。
That's why there's karma.
所以才会有业报。
Just like in the prison house, people are put in the prison because they've gone against the law.
这就好像在监狱里面,人们之所以被投进监狱,是他们做了违法的事情。
So here we are in the material world, we have also rebelled against the law of the spiritual world.
那我们之所以在这个物质世界里面呢,也是因为我们违反了灵性世界的法律。
But once we've accepted the law of the spiritual world, then we can go back.
但是呢,只要当我们接受了灵性的法律,我们可以回去了。
It's not wrong to want to enjoy. That is the nature of the soul.
想要享受,这不是错误,因为这是灵魂的本性。
But we're trying to enjoy through the body, and that's the cause of karma.
但是呢,我们却试图在用这个身体去享受,这就是业报的原因。
Once if we experience real pleasure, the real enjoyment on the spiritual platform, there's no karma.
那如果我们当我们是在这灵性的层面去做灵性的真正的享受，那就不会有业报。
OK， 还有？
还有吗？
有问题吗？
有没有问题？没有啊，哪里有问题？
啊，哪里有问题？
诶，怎么没出来呀？
哎呀，
没有起迪可以出迪拉克吗？
Yes, you can put on Tilak even if you're not initiated.
可以，没有起迪也可以涂。
Yeah, there are many stories about putting on Tilak.
关于涂提拉克有很多故事的。
It said, putting on Tilak is a sign of the greatest faith as a devotee of Krishna.
据说涂提拉克是Krishna 的奉献者。巨大的信心的 征兆
because it's so clearly visible on the forehead of the devotee.
因为这在奎这在奎的额头上非常的明显。
So one time there was a Muslim ruler and he forbid all the Vaishnavas to wear tilak.
有一次呢，有一个穆斯林的统治者，他禁所有的外星人涂提拉克。
So the one man, he was very brave. He put on very heavy tilak, very bold and clear tilak, and he came in front of the ruler.
那有一个人他就非常的勇敢，他就在这个头上那个涂拉克提的非常的明显，走到这个统治者面前来。
And when the Muslim ruler saw him, he said.Okay, you can keep tilak on because you're so brave, you have so much faith. So you can wear the tilak, but nobody else can wear it.
然后这个穆斯林呢，看到他这样子，就说：“好，你这么勇敢的话，那你从此以后你可以涂提拉克，其他人都不可以提，这个不可以涂。”
Lord Chaitanya was very strict about wearing tilak.
主 Chaitanya 对于涂提拉克非常的严格。
When he was a teacher, he was running his own school. He had many students.
当他还是个老师的时候，他在经营自己的学校，他有很多的学生。
And if any student came to his class without tilak, he would send him home to go and put tilak on.
如果有任何的学生来上学的时候没有涂提拉克，他就把他们送回家去涂了再来。
So.Every one of us should put tilak on. Prabhupada says, if it's at all possible, you should put it on. He said, maybe even you have to have a little faith. Strong, your faith may be tested. But if you can do it, it's very good.
行人爬爬就说我们应该任何时候我们都应该尽量有可能的都应该涂提拉克。有的时候呢我们信心可能会受到考验，但是呢我们仍然应该坚持。
Said you may worship the deity. He said you could be worshiping the deity, but if you don't put tilak on, you will not get the benefit of worshiping the deity.
说你可以去崇拜神像，但如果你不涂提拉克的话，你这个崇拜神像也没有用处。
Prabhupada said in some places you may have to put tilak on as water with water.
然后说有的时候呢，我们可能得用水来涂。
But we should mark the body with the water and chant the names of Vishnu and each of the different parts of the body.
但是呢，我们仍然应该用这个水涂我们身体的不同的部位，然后念主 Vishnu 的名字，不同的名字。
And this tilak is like a type of armor which protects us from Maya.
他说这个 tilak 就好像是一种盔甲一样，能够保护我们免离玛雅的侵袭。
We devotees, we put on the tulang tilak, which is vertical. It is called in Sanskrit, Urdhva Pundra.
我们奉献主，我们涂的叫是一种竖立的一种两条线的提拉克，叫做 what's the name again?
Urdhva Pundra.
Urdhva Pundra.
But the Shivaites, the devotees of Lord Shiva, they have the three-line horizontal tilak.
但是呢，这个西巴的奉献者，他额头上是三条横，就是横的横线。
There are many different types of tilak.
提拉克有很多不同的种类，哎。You
will see different sampradayas each have their own tilak.
我们可以看到不同的 sampradaya， 不同的使徒传系也有他们自己的提拉克。And
even among the followers of Lord Chaitanya, there are different tilaks.
即便在主持参加不同的话，不同的追随者那里也有不同的提拉克。But
you can identify the line of devotee, you can identify their line, which tradition they're coming in from their tilak.
那我们就可以通过不同的人呢，涂的不同的提拉克，就能够认出他们是哪个使徒传系的。
So every day, after taking bath, we should put on tilak.
所以呢，每天我们沐浴之后都应该涂上提拉克。
And then you can chant Gayatri or do your deity worship or chant your japa.
然后呢，我们就可以念诵自己的 Gayatri 或者崇拜神像或者念诵japa。
So this if we get in the habit of just putting on this tilak, even with water, but chanting the names of Vishnu in the different parts of the body, it is very purifying.
所以呢，我们应该养成这样一个习惯，即便只是用水，我们也应该来涂提拉克，然后一边涂在自己身上不同的部位，并且同时念诵主的不同名字。
You don't have to wait to go to the holy dam to do that.
你不需要等到去了圣地才。 Next question. 阿晨，谢晨，照顾好身体是一项服务，但人不应认同留恋身体，有时会找个借口说为了照顾身体而做坏事。我们怎么把握这个度？ 怎样做比较恰当？
Well, I think you got it. The body is given to us by Krishna.
这个身体呢是 Krishna 给我们的。So
we have to take care of it. We should not neglect it.
所以呢，我们应该好好照顾身体，不要去忽略了它。In
the Bhagavad Gita, we see also some instructions like this from Lord Krishna.
Krishna 在《巴格达·吉塔》里面，有的时候也发做出这样的训示。
He says, "You cannot be a yogi if you eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or do not sleep enough."
他说，你如果睡得太多、睡得太少、吃得太多、吃得太少，都没法做瑜伽师。
That one should be regulated in its activities of work and regulation, work and recreation.
所以呢，我们在自己的工作和娱乐两方面都应该达到一定的平衡。
So we can understand from this how to take care of the body.
就从这一点，我们就可以看得出来应该如何去照顾身体。
We cannot just simply neglect the body.
我们不要只是去忽略我们的身体。
Prabhupada also quoted Chanakya Pandit in saying that three things should be taken care of immediately.
Prabhupada经常会引用Chanakya Pandit的那个话，就是有三个事情，三件事是我们应该马上去处理的。
Fire, debt, and disease.
火、债务以及疾病。
If there's some disease in the body, we should take care of it immediately, because if we do not, then it will get worse.
如果我们身体患了病的话，我们应该马上去处理，照顾这个身体，否则的话，它会这个病会越来越严重的。
And if it, as it gets worse, it will be more difficult to cure.
那么这个病一变得更加严重，那你要再去治愈它就更难了。
So this body is not our body. It is given to us by Krishna, and we have to use it in Krishna's service.
这个身体不是属于我们，是 Krishna 给我们，所以我们应该用它来服务 Krishna。
So we have to take care of it. We have to, if we lead the proper regulated life of a devotee, it is a healthy lifestyle.
所以呢，如果我们去过一种不应者应该过的一种恰当的、有规范的生活，那么就是一种健康的生活方式。
We practice sleeping early and waking early.
说我们会早睡早起。
That is also a very healthy habit.
这也是很健康的习惯。
Our eating habits, our diet is very healthy.
我们的饮食习惯也很健康。
We should not have a lot of stress in our life because we are chanting the holy name, we are attached to Krishna, not to material enjoyment.
我们的念诵，因为我们念诵和 Krishna 的名字，我们在服务 Krishna， 所以呢，我们不要太依附这个物质世界，也不要太多的感官物质享乐。
也不不会太多压力，
那太不会太多压力。
So like this devotee, you know, we do not have to practice weightlifting. We do not have to be bodybuilders and make our bodies strong to be devotee.
那作为副业者，我不是说就一定要去做一些像一个运动员一样，让自己身体变得很强壮。
The Vaishnava Acharyas, Baladeva Vijayabhusan, he says that for recreation, devotees can go for a walk.
伟大的 Vaishnava Acharya, Baladeva Vijayabhusan, 他说副业者的娱乐呢，我们可以去散散步。
Prabhupada used to go for a walk every morning, a long walk.
Prabhupada 曾经每天早上他都会去做长途散步。
And he would walk at a very high speed. And this is very good exercise for helping one's digestion and improving one's appetite.
这是一种非常好的运动，它会提高我们的消化能力，还能增进我们的胃口。
So like this, we can do all of these things to keep the body healthy.
所以呢，我们就可以做这一类的活动，让我们的身体保持健康。
Some devotees also do swimming. Swimming is a Vedic sport.
有的奉献者他们还会去游泳，这也是一种很大的运动。
Lord Chaitanya used to go swimming in the Ganga.
主 Chaitanya 也曾经经常到恒河里面去游泳。
But we do whatever is necessary to keep the body healthy.
所以呢，我们会做需要的事情，让自己的身体保持健康。
So that we can do more service for Krishna.
第二呢，我们能够更好的、更多的去服务 Krishna.
Does that answer the devotee's question?
谢晨，这个问题回答了吗？这边还有一个奉献，有个问题，等一下啊。
Krishna 有很多逍遥时光，为什么孤独学就是达摩达拉？这样一个逍遥时光要住一个月的等一年，这个意思。
So Janaka Prabhu is asking that Krishna has performed many pastimes. Why do we particularly choose this particular pastime of Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda? As Dharmadhara month, and we should celebrate for a whole month instead of any other pastime. Why particularly this?
In the Vaishnava calendar, each month there's a particular name of Krishna for each month in the calendar.
在 Vaishnava 日历里面，每一个月都有 Krishna 一个特别的名字。
So this pastime stealing the yoga took place in this month.When the Diwali day, Mother Yashoda tied up Krishna on the Diwali day.
那么在这个就是 Krishna 他偷奶也偷酸奶，然后呢被妈亚瑟的妈妈绑起来，正好就在 Diwali 这一天。
So this month is given the name Damodar.
所以呢这个月就被称为是 Damodar。
But other months also are named according to different pastimes.
那其他的每一个月也是有特别的 Krishna 也有特别的逍遥和名字。
I'm not trying to give examples right now. I'd have to look again at the calendar to tell you. Oh, well, this is the fourth month of Kartik. It's considered very special. It is glorified in all the scriptures. Very good month for remembering the Lord and taking some special vows for the worship of the Lord.
嗯，那这是那个四月苦行的第四个月，所以呢非常的重要。那尤其是非常做接生的，我们可以做很多的婚宴服务，也非常的吉祥。
The idea is to encourage materialistic people. If we tell them, you know, any time, any day.Then they won't bother. They'll take it, oh, well, you know, I can go any time. So we have to, you know, you have to make some special arrangement to attract people.
这目的呢，主要是为了去鼓励那些服务主义者，因为他们否则的话，就是给他们一个特别的一个月，这样呢，他们才会去做这个事情。
Actually, any time is auspicious for the worship.
其实任何时候我们在做崇拜都是。
But this.You know, some special benefits are so just to attract people that they think, oh, if I do it this time, I will get more benefit.
但是呢，这些特别的利益呢，就是能够吸引别人，然后就会在想，哎呀，这个月我就是这个时候我做这个活动，得到特别的益处。
You know, we're always thinking how we can get more for the least amount.
Sorry, I couldn't catch.
A bargain. We're always looking for some bargain.
我们总是在想着去讨价还价，总是想着得到一个好的价。
Oh, the shops have a sale, you know. You go and you can go and get things cheap.
商店里面会有打折，可能会买一些廉价的东西。
So in the same way, the scriptures are also, you know, offering some inducement to attract people. You know, if you do this at this time, you will get this benefit.
所以经典呢，它也会去引诱这些人呢。你在这个特别的时候，你做这样的服务，你会得到益处。
But you can worship Krishna anytime, you will get benefit.
但是呢，其实你任何时候只要去崇拜 Krishna， 你都能得到益处的。
It's not just only just at that time. Anytime.
不是说只有在这个时候，任何时候都可以。下一个。Brother Lila， 杜阿尔帕的年代，主化身是四臂形体还是两臂形体 ？Krishna。
Krishna appears in Vrindavan in his two-armed form, Shamsundar Krishna。
是 Krishna 的两臂显现在 Vrindavan 的两臂形体，那是 Shamsundar Krishna。
Krishna is also on the back, Krishna is Vadeva Krishna, but you are but.
Sorry, there's lots of echoes. I couldn't hear you.
Krishna came on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as Arjuna's chariot driver.He is Vasudev Krishna, Dev in his one form.
Krishna 来到库里，不是库塔的，来为作为阿珍的管夫，他的这个时候是叫做 Vasudeva Krishna。
He showed Arjuna bear's form, and he showed also Arjuna also in the one form.
他向 Krishna 展示了他的宇宙形体。
And he showed Arjuna form.
然后呢，又向阿尔顿展现他的两臂弓臂。这个两臂形体是他原初的形体。
So Krishna, Krishna in the material world is usually in his two arms.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这个物质世界经常是他的两臂形体。
When he birthed in Mathura, he showed a forearm form of Narayana to Vasudeva and Devaki.
当他到了马图尔之后呢，他向 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 展示了他的四臂Narayana的四臂形象。
He wanted them to know that the Supreme Lord was coming as their child.
他想让他们知道，这至尊主已经作为他们的孩子显现在这儿。
But then he assumed the form of a child.
然后呢，他就接受一个孩子的形象。
So the child born to Vasudeva and Devaki was Vasudeva Krishna.
所以呢，显现在，也就是说，投身在 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 这里，这个孩子呢，被称为这个 Krishna， 为什么是 Vasudeva Krishna？
And the child born to Nanda and Yashoda was Shyamasundara Krishna.
那么在 Nanda 和 Yashoda 家里的这个 Krishna 叫做 Shyamasundara Krishna.
So the Vasudev form of Shyamasundara Krishna, the Vasudev form of Krishna entered into the Shyamasundara form Krishna.
所以呢 ，Vasudeva Krishna 这个形象呢，进入到了 Shyamasundara Krishna 这个形象里面。
The two Krishnas became one.
两个 Krishna 就合二为一了。
And Krishna was left. Krishna stayed there in the home of Nanda and Yashoda.
然后 Krishna 就一直待在那个 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的家里。
Two arm form.
就是他的两臂形象。
下一个。
下一个 Radharani 问的。Krishna 总是在帮助和保护奉献者，那一定也会在有发生问题前给我们提示的。但我们如何去感受和知道那个是 Krishna 给我们的提示呢？
提示。
提示 means indication.
Indication.
Or hint.
Hint. Krishna 给我们提示。
You need to translate it?
Yeah, you better translate it from the guy because I got confused there with the chish.
Okay. So she said Krishna is always helping and protecting the devotees, and he must have given some indication or hint to us before the problems happen. So how do we feel or know that this is Krishna's indication?
A sign from Krishna. We should take guidance from senior Vaishnavas.
我们应该去接受年长 Vaishnava 的指导。
We should not just simply rely on our own.
不要只是靠自己。
It is always good to take the shelter to.Seek the advice of other Vaishnavas if they agree in our own feelings.
去托庇于其他的年长奉献者，然后如果他们同意我们的感情的话，那就是最好的。
It should also be favorable for our Krishna consciousness.
而且呢，它应该是有助于有利于我们的奉献服务 ，Krishna 之觉。
Like that this is the main thing, that we should not be independent in these things. We should always take advice from others, be willing to open ourselves to other Vaishnavas and seek their opinion and guidance and blessings.
那在这些情况下，我们通常性我们要是依靠自己的心意，这个时候我们最好呢去托庇或者说接受其他年长经验者的训示或指导。
We see this in the, for example, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami when he was going to write Chaitanya Charitamrita.
所以我们就能看到，像 Krishna Das Kaviraj 在他写 Chaitanya Charitamrita 之前
，that he went to the deities.He went to Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan. He went to Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath.
他就去见那些神像，像 Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Govinda.
And he offered prayers to them, and he got the blessings from the priests and from the deities also.
那他就向他们祈祷，就得到这些祭师和神像的祝福。
Then he took the blessings from the Vaishnavas also, from the assembly of the devotees.
最后呢，他又得到这个在场的所有 Vaishnavas 的。
Because of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya had already been written, they'd already been described by another devotee, by Vrindavan Das Thakur.
因为主 Chaitanya 的逍遥时光已经被另外一个奉献者Vrindavan Das Thakur 讲述了。
But he had not described extensively the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他并没有详细的解释 Chaitanya 后期的逍遥。
So, Krishna Kaviraj wanted to elaborate more on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his teachings.
所以呢 ，Krishna Das Kaviraj 就想要更多的、更详细的阐释一下主 Chaitanya 的逍遥以及他的教导。
But before he did it, he first of all took the blessings from all the Vaishnavas and from the deities.
但是呢，在此之前，他是首先去接受、去得到了 Vaishnava 和神像的祝福。
And with their blessings, then he took up that work.
得到他们的祝福之后，他才写下去，他才开始写的。
So if you feel you have some indication, if you feel there's some indication from Krishna,It should be confirmed also by Krishna's devotees.
所以呢，如果你得到一些 Krishna 的给的一些暗示、提示的话，你应该去询问奉献者。
We shouldn't think we're the only one who knows Krishna. The other devotees.
我们千万不要以为。Sorry.
Go ahead.
我们千万不要以为只有我们知道 Krishna.
Other devotees also know Krishna, and they should be able to confirm any indication to us.
其他奉献者他们也知道 Krishna, 而且他能够向我们确证，这就是 Krishna 的提示。
Okay.
下一个。
Yeah.
Jitendriya Das, Dear Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. I met you last year when Krishna solved most of my problems due to my sick. Thank you so much for your mercy and blessing. I have been trying to meet you this year, but it seems that I failed. I miss you so much. Dear Maharaj, I hope I can also get your mercy and hopefully make some improvement in my spiritual way.
Where's the question?
你的问题是什么？怎么样，你有进步？九点没有了。
OK， 我们继续吧。
哎，星期五继续。
OK， 谢谢马哥，阿里巴巴。